on, Sunbelt fans. My name is Dominic Crescetto, the host of the Sunbelt Syndicate podcast. We will review the week that was, or the past 2 weeks, and look forward to the week ahead in Sunbelt football, basketball, and baseball all year long. Follow on the social platforms, including YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Support the Patreon page if you feel so inclined. I would appreciate it. Jumping into the B3, or the Belt Baseball Beginner, as we call it. We're looking at week 9 right here. We'll go over some of the scores from the previous week, where these teams sit currently, who they've played lately, and we'll once again look at the other conferences to compare where the Sun Belt probably sits nationally. To be honest with you and give you the short version, it's probably about the same spot they were the last time we looked, but some of the teams' records and winning percentages have changed, so we'll at least give an update on that and just have a better comparison now that we're about 2 weeks further away from the last time we kind of looked at that. So to start it off, we're going to give some recognition to Coastal Carolina, who is ranked in the top 25, coming in at number 17. This past week, they did go 1-1 overall, but the split was with number 14 Campbell. The Campbells, the only team in Division I sports nicknamed the Campbells, are a pretty good baseball team, right? And they have been pretty good over the last several years, so splitting with them isn't too bad. The scores were almost flipped pretty consistently. Campbell did ultimately score a few more runs than Coastal did in the actual series, but they did not have a third and deciding game. It's not that they missed it, they just scheduled two. So no one wins that series, but that should keep them probably right in that number 17 spot, unless something happens that we don't account for in this ODU series this weekend, because that's not going to be an easy opponent for Coastal to face in that regard. As far as the conference, out-of-conference record for the week overall, they went 10-6, and we do have to make note of the South Alabama-Alabama State game. That one was suspended in the eighth inning. It was supposed to be finished on Thursday. The weather continued to not cooperate. That game will be finished next Tuesday instead. So ultimately, we don't know the true record for the past week, but we're only going to be off by one game. In that time, with the 10-6 overall record for the conference, six of those games came against ranked opponents. And just to mention that, App State played number 2, Wake Forest. We had, obviously, Coastal playing Campbell. We also had ODU playing number 9, ECU. And we also had Texas State playing Texas. So, ultimately, we got some wins in that, a few losses. But I would say overall, for a bigger picture, it was a pretty good week to come out on the season. We are looking at a 165-108, so 165 wins to 108 losses. That's a winning percentage of 0.654, which, you know, I don't really know exactly what to compare that to unless I break it down for every other conference, which I haven't done. It's a lot of math for me to put in there, but I would say that's a pretty decent record overall, because bottom line is the Sun Belt has a marked advantage to begin the season, right? We are mostly, and the majority of the teams are in the South early in spring or late in winter, depending on how you look at it. There's a lot of teams that want to get out of that climate and come down South for a series to start the year out. And they're going to come to the teams in the warmer weather. And lucky for them, most of us in the Sun Belt are the better teams that they're going to see. And so they're going to strengthen their schedule. So it's a win-win for the opponents. It's also a win for the Sun Belt, because that's going to allow them to host some of these teams from other conferences that might not otherwise like to come down or want to take the chance to get beat by what they would consider maybe a lesser opponent. Really not that many conferences could look at the Sun Belt that way, but maybe the SEC and ACC could, just because of how many quality teams they have from top to bottom. There's obviously one or two bad teams in both of those conferences, but for the most part, very strong overall. And we'll go over that real quick now, just to jump on that, since it's kind of a nice segue at the moment. So we'll start off with the SEC. All 14 teams still have a winning record, easily kind of the best conference as far as that when you look at it. Last time we checked in, they all had a winning record as well. So nothing's changed there. They're still dominating overall in the win column. They had 8 teams with 20 or more wins. Last time we looked, they now have 11 teams. So they really haven't jumped up any astronomical number there in that regard. But obviously, they do keep winning. So for that reason, SEC still sits atop of this list for me pretty easily. ACC comes in at number 2, just as they did last time. Again, same amount of teams with a winning record. 12 teams for them. And then they had 3 teams with 20 or more wins last time. Now they have 10 teams with 20 or more, and they actually have 1 team in Virginia with 30 wins on the season. In Virginia, ranked up there at number 7 nationally at the moment, probably large part because of those 30 wins. So ACC had a massive jump in teams grabbing that 20-win mark, which is very impressive for them to make that type of jump, but still seats them behind the SEC. Then we've got what I think would be a pretty good argument between the Sun Belt and the Big 12 still. So the Sun Belt and Big 12 both have 8 teams with winning records, and both have 6 teams with 20 wins or more. So they're kind of tied along that as well. They were pretty even the last time out too. Sun Belt had 10 teams with winning record. Big 12 had 7. So Sun Belt has actually lost some teams. Big 12 lost 1 from the winning record aspect. The Big 12 gained a team with a winning record, and the Sun Belt has only lost a few teams. Now, it's not that terrible. Sitting about 500 for some of the teams in the Sun Belt coming into the season is pretty acceptable. There's a few teams at the top that probably thought they were going to be better off, but we'll talk about that in just a second. We'll finish up with this Pac-12. 9 teams, well, let's just back Pac-12 and Big 10, both with 9 teams with winning records. Pac-12 does have 5 teams with 20 or more wins, while the Big 10, easily the worst conference of the bigger conferences, they have only 3 teams with 20 or more wins. So that's really just comparing the Sun Belt to most of those other bigger conferences, and at least gives us a big picture of where they sit when you look at the teams with a whole lot more funding and a lot more money at their disposal to do with what they please. Not necessarily facilities even, but they can give out more scholarships. They have the easier ability to recruit a little bit better as far as a financial standpoint is concerned. So again, it's impressive to see the Sun Belt sit where we do right now, which again, arguably could be 3rd or 4th, depending on how much weight you want to put into the Big 12 having less teams than the Sun Belt. So they have around the same amount of good quality teams, but they have a much shorter list of teams within their conference as it currently sits. That will obviously change this coming year with the addition of the teams, 4 teams coming in from the AAC. But I don't think that's going to bring a whole lot more power to their baseball aspect. As far as where the teams sit currently, is the standings are concerned, we have Louisiana and Coastal Carolina tied atop the conference at 9-3 apiece. Very close in the overall records as well. Louisiana sitting at 24-10, while Coastal comes in at 21-10. So very even, close match. Teams right up there at the top. Not really a massive surprise. One of the teams that maybe surprised to some people who didn't know where ODU was coming in. Not location-wise, but just didn't know where they were baseball-wise. Last year, they had a very good team. They were a sneaky good team and did not make the postseason. But looks like they've got a shot at it this year. 23-9 overall. They're 3rd in the conference right now with an 8-4 record. So they're sitting in pretty good position, but they have lost their last 2 games. So they will have to switch that up. And as we mentioned, they do match up with Coastal Carolina this weekend, which will not be easy. However, those games will be in Norfolk, Virginia, and that should give ODU at least a pretty good chance to probably take maybe one of that series, but it's not going to be easy. But I think they can look at that as a pretty decent series if they can go and win at least one. Coastal Carolina is a very good baseball team, as we all know. They've been very good ever since winning the national title. They've always been in the conversation. So for them to go up to ODU, I think ODU would be in their heart of hearts pretty honest with themselves and say if they could take one and do it in impressive fashion, possibly because they're at home, they might be okay with that, because schedule probably only gets a little bit easier after that. Coastal is one of the best teams in this conference and has been for many years. So if they could take care of business, I think they could be right where they want to be, even if they technically lose the series overall. Enough time spent on that series individually. Jumping back into the standings, we're looking at Southern Miss, 7-5, sitting in fourth place all by themselves, 19-12 overall. I'd say most Southern Miss fans not happy with that record at all, not loving the fact that they've already lost five conference games, just sitting two games above 500 within the conference. Probably not where a lot of them thought they would be at this point of the season. But really, if you look at it, still not a bad season. They're one win away from 20 wins. I would say they're likely to get that as they match up with JMU this weekend. JMU, though, is not sitting too far behind them. Directly behind Southern Miss, we do have App State sitting at 6-5, 16-14 overall on the season. So not a great mark, but they are over 500. The problem with that is they've lost their last three games in a row, which is actually the longest losing streak currently in the conference. So they do have to change that. They will hope to do so this weekend as they match up against Georgia Southern, but that one will not be an easy one for them to take care of, because they're going to have to travel down to Statesboro for three games there. So then we will mention James Madison, 5-5 coming in there by themselves right at 500, but they have a 20-12 overall mark for the season. So overall, sitting pretty well. Just don't have the strength of schedule that some of the other teams have, so they're not getting as much credit for those 20 wins as some of the other teams towards the top, such as ODU, Coastal Carolina, and Louisiana. So JMU, a little bit weaker out-of-conference opponents up there in that Virginia area for them. But they have played a few good teams, so we do have to give them credit in that regard. And they definitely could surprise some this weekend, but it'll be a tough task to take down Southern Miss in that series. Then we have three teams tied at 6-6. That would be Troy, Texas State, and Georgia Southern. Two of those teams, Troy and Texas State, are sitting above 20 wins, with Troy having 23 and Texas State having 21. And obviously, Texas State having taken one from Texas earlier this week feels pretty good about their season overall right now, but they've really got to improve that conference mark. I think you look at their overall record being 21-13, and a lot of people would have probably assumed that they're one of the better teams in the conference. And if you look at the eye test, I would say that's absolutely accurate, but unfortunately for them, they are sitting just at that 500 record. So they must improve that if they hope to reach the postseason and go on a little run here. They haven't yet really done that, so they need to string together some wins. Georgia Southern, as we mentioned, is facing App State this weekend. A three-game sweep there would put them at 9-6 in the conference and get them just under that 20-win mark for the season. Be a big boost to them. Obviously, App State is going to do everything they can to prevent that and consider themselves still higher up in those standings overall. But again, that's going to be a tough series. Those two schools, two teams, obviously don't like each other. It doesn't matter what sport it is. It's not one that anybody wants to lose to one another. So that's going to be kind of a tough test there. Troy, again, this is a team. It's had some big wins, but some surprising losses. So they're kind of sitting right where I guess you'd say you'd expect them to, with how their performances have gone this year. But when they've looked good, they've looked really good. So if they can get into a streak here, they're going to jump up in those standings pretty quickly, because they're 23-11 overall for the season. But again, just sitting, just like Texas State, really sitting at that 6-6 market in conference. So they're really going to have to improve that if they want to keep going and reach that postseason as well. Underneath them, we've got Georgia State and South Alabama, both sitting at 5-7 apiece. Pretty consistent there, as well as the overall records for both teams. Just one game separates them, but their winning percentage is almost identical. 16-7 for Georgia State and 15-17 for South Alabama. So both of those teams need to jump up a little bit if they want to claim some kind of better hope for any kind of jump up in the conference. South Alabama has ULM this weekend, and then you've got Georgia State playing Arkansas State. So that's a good chance for Georgia State to make that change and jump up there in the standings, as Arkansas State remains down there at the bottom. Those are the bottom three teams. Actually, let's just mention all three at once. They're all sitting at 8 losses apiece in the conference, but they do go down in win total. So Marshall has 4, ULM has 3, Arkansas State sitting at just 2 conference wins. It's unfortunate for Arkansas State team because they put together some really solid performances, just can't close out some of those games at the very end. So it'd be interesting to see if Arkansas State can turn a few of those into victories. I still don't see them climbing out of the basement too much. Maybe they can hope to jump up above ULM and Marshall if they get on a streak here. And while we're mentioning these bottom three teams, a little trivia question for those of you that are still listening along. Just ask yourself this question. Right now, currently, who has the longest winning streak in the conference? Not overall for the whole season, just right now at this very moment, who has the longest winning streak? You got a team picked out? Because the answer is going to surprise you. ULM currently has the longest winning streak in the conference at 3 games. Now, that's not going to blow anybody away. It's not 6 games. It's not 9 games. But regardless, we've got a team that's won 3 games straight, and that team is sitting at 2nd to last in the conference. So when you think about that and say that out loud, it's kind of a weird thing to say. And that's not necessarily the best quality opponents to have beat. You know, they did beat App State 2 games in Boone, which was a little bit of a surprise. Actually, I'd say it's a pretty large surprise, especially since they did it on the road after not being a great team so far yet this season. So credit to them for that, and they kept it rolling along with the out-of-conference victory over La Tech, which obviously is very important for both Louisiana and Monroe to beat that team over there at La Tech, because for those that haven't been following along and maybe don't know this as well, especially the newer members of the conference, those schools do not like each other. They do not care for each other. They do not want to share a conference. They don't want to share any notoriety or recognition with one another. So very interesting aspect there, and we'll see how that continues to play out. But it's been fun to watch on Twitter and the social media when they jaw at each other, and it's what makes sports fun, right? This is what makes this conference fun, even though they're not in the conference. Is such a regional rivalry that you're going to see those teams play each other often enough where it becomes more fun to hear that. So again, going over the matchups for this weekend, Arkansas State, Georgia State, I'd expect Georgia State to take that one, but put a fight up by Arkansas State. I really think the Red Wolves have a chance to steal at least one or two in that series, really, and maybe even surprise Georgia State. But Georgia State is playing there at home in Atlanta, so I am going to favor them in that one. Then we've got Coastal and ODU going for 3 straight, again, up in Norfolk. I would think that Coastal takes that series very possibly a 3-game sweep, but ODU is going to put up a fight. They've got some real talent at the hitting, at the batting positions. I guess I don't know how you say that. So they've got some talented hitters. How about that? Let's fix that. The talented hitters on ODU's team. So I think ODU, especially playing at home, could steal one. I'll go ahead and favor Coastal 2-1 in that series. App State, Georgia Southern, man, I don't know what to think of this. App State fan myself. I'm sure most of you know that by now. But you can't drop games to ULM at home. Now, this one gets them back on the road. They did go on the road and beat Louisiana. Could they do the same type of thing here against Georgia Southern? Georgia Southern hasn't been overly impressive as of late, but they did beat Jacksonville in their last game, which Jacksonville is a 22-win team on the season, so no slouch there. I'm going to favor Georgia Southern at home and say they win the series 2-1. I think App State rebounds slightly, but I'm going to go with the home team taking the series victory ultimately in that one. Louisiana matches up with Troy. This one in Lafayette. For that reason, I'm going to say Louisiana stays pretty hot. Although staying hot is kind of a hard thing to say. They did drop their last game to Southeastern Louisiana, which they didn't like. But I think that might propel them to focus better, get back to some of the basics, I guess you could say. Not that they've been horrible at that. Southeastern Louisiana probably is a little bit better of a team than their conference or their record shows overall. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm going to favor Louisiana, and I'm going to go ahead and say they get the sweep and jump, really stay atop the conference standings after that series. Texas State going against Marshall again. I'm San Marcos down there. I just don't see Marshall winning any of these games. I'm going to favor Texas State in a 3-game sweep in that one. South Alabama, ULM. Interesting. We just mentioned ULM, longest winning streak in the conference as of right now. But South Alabama kind of had a weird week. Didn't even get to finish one game like we mentioned. They're going to finish that game next week. So it's hard to say exactly where South Alabama sits with a long layoff. Because this is in Monroe, I'm going to favor Monroe to continue on a little bit of a streak here. But I do favor South Alabama. I think probably overall they're still a better team than ULM. So I'm going to say ULM wins a series 2-1, but South Alabama steals one. And they might steal that one game pretty comfortably. We'll see how that goes. And then Southern Miss against JMU. Well, Southern Miss is going to be hosting that one at the Beat Taylor Park. I don't see any reason to favor JMU in any of those games. However, JMU's had some decent games, so we could see some close battles, but I'm going to favor Southern Miss in the three-game sweep in that series as well. So it should be interesting. That will jumble up the standings a little bit more, especially with those teams right there in the middle that are really fighting for position. Some of those teams like Texas State sitting at 6-6, they win three straight. Now they've got 9 wins. They're going to jump right up towards the top of that conference slate in the standings. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how it plays out. Definitely follow along on the social medias as we continue to update you with the scores every morning. I try and do it in the morning. Sometimes it ends up being the afternoon. But I appreciate the download, the listen, the follows, any comments you want to throw, you want to review the podcast, all of that good stuff. I'd appreciate it. Thanks for following along and listening and enjoying baseball season in the Sun Belt with me. So appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.